Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. Welcome to 2016, the year to reign supreme. Well, what did you do on New Year's Eve? What resolutions did you make that you already know you're going to break? Oh my goodness, I'm a poet and didn't know it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And yes, I'm going to invite you to share your thoughts, weigh in on predicting your future. And then just segue into the future. What are your thoughts? 347-637-3789. You do know that the show is archived. And after it's archived, takes about 15 or 20 minutes after the close of the show, you can log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on January 5th. But you can go back to December and hear the end of the year show for Auld Lang Syne. What did you do on New Year's Eve? Tradition! I sound like Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof, tradition. Silver Fox and I attempt, and the operative word here is attempt, to stay up and watch, the big dropping of the ball in New York. So that would be 11 o'clock our time. Well, we didn't make it. We were sound asleep in La La Land at 9 p.m. And I casually woke up around 1 o'clock and went, oh, we missed it, but Happy New Year. Blinky, I wish you the best of everything. Good health, good fortune, and that means good mental health along with body health. And our New Year's Day, I made our delicious barbecued spare rib dinner. And we just quietly enjoyed each other's company and took phone calls and called people and wished them Happy New Year. And what did you do? And where did the year go? Backward, old time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. But just for now, I want to go back to the year 2000. Remember how we all thought that the computers were going to crash and, oh my God, what's going to happen? Nothing. And I remember that day because I was doing TV shows, award-winning TV shows, on CAN-TV Public Access in Chicago. And I remember saying, in my mind's eye, I see a bright decade ahead of us. It's going to be magnanimous because we all have the same power. And that is of choice. You ever stop to think about it, that the human body doesn't matter? Doesn't matter your age, your ethnicity, where you live. We all have ears, eyes, nose, throat, body. We all have a human body. But there's one thing that separates us. And you already know what it is. Your thinking, your thoughts. Thoughts are not just things, they are the creator of things. So, what did you do? What resolutions did you make for 2016? Because you see, had a conversation today at Hoffman Estates Park District. We worked out. Oh, I did a kick-tush workout. And I said to Elaine, go back in time. Let's go back to 2000. And she went, uh-huh. Charming lady. And I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, did we improve? She said 0. And she echoed my words. I said, we're worse off today than we were 10 years ago. And that's what she said. And I didn't prompt her. the killings, the maiming, people going hungry around the world, ISIS, Jihad, Al-Qaeda. And who could ever forget September 11th, 2001, the day America cried? What do you predict for our future? What do you envision our world coming to? Do you know that you have power? That your thoughts have power? I study the science of the mind. And on January 1st, 2016, the more power one gives to one's thought, the more completely one believes that one's thought has power, the more power it will have. Yeah. Life responds to your outlook. What you think about comes about. My wish for you, 2016, may you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. Today is January 5th. This is a marvelous day for all of us to reach out and ignite the momentum, the purpose of being on this planet Earth. You're here for a purpose, not to just take up space. And what can you possibly do to make your life golden? We all know that we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. What flow are you in? You know what? We don't have to look for trouble. The concerns of the day will find us all by themselves. Well, that might be true enough. Each day holds both problems and possibilities. In fact, without the possibilities that some new path may open to us, many days would find us working hard just to get out of bed in the morning. Does it take you forever to get out of bed? In this joyous world, in America, saying, "Ah, good morning, God," or whomever is your higher power, or, "Oh, good God, it's morning." So, you know, on New Year's Eve, we went to the gym. It was open for a couple of hours. And we were amazed. It was jam-packed. However, I didn't know many of the people there. They were all really infused with their New Year's resolution. And today we went to the gym. Same old, same old. Same old people were there. Didn't see too many new faces. You've heard me say time and time again, pick up the mirror. Say hello to the creator of your life. It's your life. You created it. What are your thoughts? Does it have power? Do you believe your thought has power? The more power it will have. You don't get it yet, do you? I know you don't. I could feel it. You just don't get it. Your life going askew? Oh, whiner. Well, God didn't want me to have it. This was my resolution for last year. Well, how long did you work on it? Did you implement a plan? And did you start out with baby steps? Life is not a dress rehearsal, I'm telling you right now. Ain't no do-overs. If you have to do over anything right now, you're going to do it now. Not someday. Not yesterday. But right now. And remember, this is the year that you vowed last year that you were going to do so much. What did you do? Did you have any guts? Give me a call, 347-637-3789. You made New Year's resolutions for 2015. You had 365 days to fulfill it. What did you accomplish? When January 1st came, 2016, were you able to sit back and say, well, this is what I resolved, and it feels good. But let me tell you right now, ain't nothing going to happen until you can visualize it, see it in your mind. Let's all unite in the vision of 2016, paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to and never letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in your life, but in the world. You see, each one of you, each one of us, if you may, we have a talent. Oh, and I don't want to be redundant, you know, living in the past, regrets, all of this. Let it go, resolve it, scream it, yell it, talk out loud, write it down, then burn it, get over it. Because when it's time for you to make the transition, and the dash is there, when you were born and when you left this plane, what is it going to say? I'm asking you, did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? What change? It could be a baby step. Did you make in 2015 that was a, this release, I got it. I now know what Kathy was talking about. You know, we were born, we're meant to be successful. Then can you decide that this success just might bring health, happiness, and wonderful living? We're only 5 days into 2016, and today it says, ulcers are what you get from mountain climbing over molehills. Worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. I'm a visionary and futuristic thinker. What are you? Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Is this going to be the year that you're going to accept joy and gratitude, feel good and be happy about your life? Because you made some changes. You know, there's a saying, you want to change your life, change your thinking. No, you don't have to make catastrophic changes. You just have to make teeny tiny changes. We must be free in a problem before we can be free of the problems. Yeah. Many of us have times in our lives when we find ourselves in a circumstance that we either cannot or will not change, or at least for a while. We might decide that to do so would be immoral or unethical, so we willingly, sometimes unhappily, remain where we are. God, that seems like being in a prison of sorts. But we do have at our disposal our free use of thought. We can refresh ourselves by turning inside for inspiration, reaching out to your higher power, uplift opportunities to think clearly and find inner light. Sit quietly. Sit quietly. And just be in the now. When we bring love and openness into our situations, somehow they also return to us in ways that will work for us. No guts, no glory. Well, we have a caller. Jane Schmier. Ha.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jane. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the cold part of the world in Canada.
Oh, I love Canada. Lake Louise in Banff National Park. I was there years ago when I toured with the ballet companies and ensembles.
Oh,
and
my
how
God.
Did you, oh, yes, I moved there in a heartbeat. So, Jane, what prompted you to call? And again, Happy New Year.
I just saw that you're predicting the future. I'm like, wow.
What are your predictions for 2016?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of come into this year kind of with an empty space.
If you had the power, what would you change in our world today?
What would I change in the world? Oh, I mm-hmm. just like to see people happier.
And how is that going to happen? What would be your formula, if you would?
Happier? Well, I guess people are just so wrapped up in having more, doing more, being better than somebody else. I don't know. It's just those things at the end don't really matter. They're nice, but... you know, just being thankful.
What are you thankful for?
My health. My health, mm-hmm. my home, my family.
And?
And, well, I guess I have possibilities. I'm not sure what those are, but I'm thankful for that I live in a free country, that I'm able to choose things. Very blessed. Right.
Mm-hmm. What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart that you keep pushing aside because I don't have the time, maybe someday, but someday is now? What would you do if you could just follow your one dream?
Well, I was working on a book last year, and now I feel kind of confused. I'm not sure where I want to go with that.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. I've started doing some inner work and stuff, so it's taken me off of that project. I'm not sure where I want to go. Kind of confused.
Mm. All right, Jane, what was the topic? What was your book about? Was this fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction. Nonfiction.
And what was it about?
It was about feeling overwhelmed. A lot of it was about writing my experiences about being overwhelmed.
And well, what experiences overwhelmed you?
Well, a lot of things. I learned a lot of it through a really long divorce and a legal process that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
That was where part of it came. And then I've also done a lot with other people. I'm always the person people call when they say, oh, my God, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So,
if this book were out today, how would it serve me? How would it serve the world? What message in there do you have that people could get an aha. You see, I've written many books, and I help people when they're writing their book.
Oh, there's no accident that I called you then.
No, choices. Go online, authorhouse.com, and put down choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Jane, 14 of us bared our soul and our hearts to help people traverse the abyss in their life.
Yes.
What's holding them back? You will laugh, you will cry, and you'll want to hug every single one because they did it. And there just may be something in one of the chapters. It's not a long book, but it's timeless. It should be on your desk. And when you're stuck, you just pick it up and go, ah, this is great. Rhea got through it. Rika did it. Sheila overcame a brutal childhood and divorce. It is amazing. I would suggest that you get the book Choices, or you could get it through Author House. Jane, I'd love to keep this going, but we don't have much time. And I have to say, Happy New Year to everyone. Oh, by the way, when you came on to that, our society today, they're so involved in competing and comparing. Europeans think we are absolutely insane because
yeah.
we cannot enjoy what we have right now because
yeah.
we're competing. And just about the time you catch up with the Joneses, they refinance. It's ongoing. Americans, there are times when, however, I'm going to have to say au revoir. Thank you so much for calling in. And do call in again because I'll be on the air all week, 12:30 to 1, the same call-in number, and let's talk more. But what I want you to do right now is to sit down and write down the reasons why you stopped writing your book. Can you do that?
Sure.
Thank you, Jane. I appreciate it. My
okay.
pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hi there. Oh, this was great. You see, all of you out there, we're in this together. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men. Ah, Iron Workers and Impact. Titanic's Bridging the Future. Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision. Coming together to create a better informed world. Log on, impact-net.org. And Ironworkers, the dumphead yawn of the trades. Do you want a career or a job? It's up to you. Ironworkers.org. Then, I talked to you about earlier, working out at the gym. Ah, Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the 2009 gold medal. Yeah, for excellence. You're bored and lonely. It is your choice. Pick up the mirror and say hello to the person that designed your life. You are the Michelangelo of your life. And if there's some phase that you need to change, you could change it, but with a good feeling. No toxic negative thinking. 50 plus? You're bored? Look in the mirror. Your choice. Log on to heparks.org and then contact your park district, your senior center, and library. And then remember your voice. Ah, your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? I teach voice. I love it. She be my pleasure. My bags are packed. You know how to reach me. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box, 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois. And the website's simplyageless.net. And KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, and click on all of Z buttons. Hey, the tax man cometh pretty quick. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. Do you have a little issue? Reach him at ahtax@ameritech.net. When you're on my website, click on the video and see the original performance of Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It's an original. Scroll down to books. Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Just my natural methods and techniques. Because you see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Be sure and get the book. It is, that, my dear, self-published. And Jane, if you're listening, you could self-publish your book. I have the formula. Get in touch with me. And let's see if we could get you on the bestseller list. So you scroll down to choices you know you could get at Amazon, AuthorHouse.com. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion, Tom Puttrick and Kathy Watson, My Trip to Africa, and 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Heart of the Lion, Amazon.com, and Ex Libris, and 101 Ways, Amazon.com, and Self Growth. And then log on to ENAMM.com, Edith Nam. She wrote this incredible book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. No Toxic Negative Thinking, Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Again, Happy New Year. How many new resolutions did you make for 2015? I predict at least 5 to 10. Research has shown and proven resolutions last 72 hours and then are discarded, never to see the light of day again. According to Peter Drucker, the best way to predict the future is to create it. You are the Michelangelo of your life. So don't even think of it as resolutions. Think of it as a step forward in improving my life, where I could feel that I am living my life like it's golden. And just take one or two little itty-bitty things to resolve. Make them work. There is no magic in creating the life you want. You just need to persevere. You see, you're not your thoughts because you can change them. You control your thoughts. Well, listen, Kathy, this is how I've done it for 50 years and ain't no way I'm going to change. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Then you have to create a mental picture of what you want, of what you want to achieve. And I'm getting closer to mine. It is exciting because I know that I could live my dream, but I'm the one that's going to have to make it happen. All we need is the right mental and spiritual attitudes. It's your choice. Tomorrow's show, oh, there were so much that I needed to share with you. 5 myths about habits. And resolutions are habits that you either want to embrace or you want to delete from your life. It is so easy. And you don't share it with the whole world. You just share it with the people who are like-minded. Remember, you are the Michelangelo of your life. 2016, the year to reign supreme. Until tomorrow, au revoir.